Sex Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine abyss, and I'm reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hello, kids and caballeros and all those other funky world things of them things in the seas and the skies and the other things and they all, it's like, what the hell was that? I don't know, but it's going over that way. And it is going to exit on that stage over there, and I'm not going to really care about it tonight. Because tonight, I have a couple of guests. I haven't had guests on this show for a while, so I'm actually happy because this is going to start an entire series of, I got 4 weeks of guests coming on this time around. Woo!
Yay! So,
that would be Elise Draper.
How did you know it wasn't me?
And that would be the Gregory Hall.
How did you know it wasn't my scream? I've got a fangirl scream.
Because the little thing on the screen thing says, that person talked or that person talked.
Oh.
It was me.
Thanks for narking me out, Skype.
Skype is a narc. I Skype has nards.
Has nards. I think that's a different thing.
That is a completely different story to go on.
That would be why I'm not accepted terribly often.
Just like the Spanish Inquisition?
Exactly, because I'm Jewish without nards. So.
Okay, then.
Yay!
By the way, Mark says classic Weirpig.
Classic wear pig.
Speaking of that,
yeah,
let's talk a little bit about the wear pig. The reunification, the reunitation, the re. Hey, who's Riri? Oh, Riri is the girl in Iron Man.
You're going right over our heads.
It's okay. It's a comic book reference.
Okay.
That's why he's the comic book guy.
That's why we have you here, exactly.
Yes, me likes comic books.
Yes, thank goodness too.
And I am pleased to tell the world tonight. I will tell them tonight that we get to unleash Zombie Zack and his comic book mayhem very, very soon onto the world. I mean, I know you do it all the time in After Rot. And you've been doing the show for 22 years, so people love that. But now, I don't believe a rumor I didn't start myself. I've heard things that very soon the same delightfulness will be hitting through the YouTube.
little
Midnight Madness. Little Midnight Munchies.
See the cookies? ZZ.
Cookies?
Cookies? Cookies. Oh, that's best munchies.
Must have cookies.
Well, I will say firsthand, you see, this isn't going to come out right, so I'll try to figure out a way to reword it. I can't reword it. I'm too damn tired. You'll see parts of Zombie Zack.
What?
Just
the good parts,
Zombie
right?
Zack. You get to see parts of Zombie Zack.
People can get to see me now? Uh-oh.
Part.
I don't know.
Part.
Oh, part. Yeah.
Oh,
just like
well,
the bust
yeah.
up.
I kind of saw a little disembodied
no,
head.
No, wait a minute. I'm the one with the famous bust here, Z. Don't take my
The bust is all yours. I'm not going to touch that. It's all yours. I'm just saying it's... The bust up.
It's true.
I'm not going to make any references to anything elsewhere other than, like, just that.
It's pretty impressive. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty impressive. I've seen his bust up.
You've seen me with an axe?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You busted up with an axe?
Oh, I like to break things with an axe. Don't ask me to bring out my axe, because I'll actually do it.
Then there's body parts, and we just can't take you away.
We don't talk about the body parts.
We did a Christmas special once, and he was excited because he got a new power drill.
I love power tools as well.
Remember that? Remember
that?
Yeah.
He was all excited for Christmas because he got a power drill. And then he got this, if you had to pick a word to describe it, would be a smile? Unlike any smile I've ever seen.
A grin?
Evil, maniacal grin, yes.
I mean, it was a smile, but it was a smile I probably never want to see again. But yeah, you just kept revving up your power drill and giggling.
Yes.
Gotta love that.
Well, I did. That's why I giggled, obviously. Maniacally, even, possibly. Potentially, even.
You know, I'm not surprised.
Chaotically. Yes.
Maniacally and chaotically. I will say it right now. Those are words that people just don't use enough. There are words that people use all the time that you just kind of go, I'm tired of that word. But that's not one of them. Maniacally.
Maniacally.
Chaotically.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other M words I could use too, but I like maniacal.
Maniacal.
You do like alliteration. It is your favorite.
I actually wooed my lady love when we were first dating because in casual conversation I dropped the word discombobulated.
Oh.
I don't even remember what I was talking about. But it comes out every once in a while.
Yeah, totally.
I know two or three big words. I'm not afraid to use them.
I love big words. I will throw one out at you.
You have many women losing their clothes around you, Z. I've heard this about you.
Really? Well, I have their numbers.
No, I'm going with that, honey. Just go with it.
I'm going with it. Okay. Exsanguinate. Yeah, okay. One of my favorite words.
Exsanguinate. Well,
I did that once in high school and got caught, and oh lordy, don't do that.
Well, yeah, don't get caught. I mean, that's kind of the key thing.
That's a life sentence to exsanguinate someone. So yeah, that makes entire sense.
Only if you get caught.
That's the
rule. If you don't get caught, it's perfectly legal.
That's true. That's the famous, from Stripes, Bill Murray's line when he's joining the Army. They said, have you ever been convicted of a felony? He said, convicted? No.
No.
And it's also the Jim Jones response, too. I just have a drink of Tang.
That's a good word, drink a Tang.
Drink a Tang.
Drink a Tang.
Not to be confused with orangutan.
That's true. It's
Or Penetang, which is a city in eastern Canada.
Yeah. Or Pootie-tang.
Pootie-tang, that's a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah, is that one in Las Vegas?
I think that one's in probably every city in North America.
I'm just guessing. It's just legal in Las Vegas.
I think with the new trend that everybody's trying to update things, like erase things before 1990 and update things to just replace them with new things, I actually think for those who have ever seen the Pootie-tang movie, and Pootie-tang is a superhero kind of dude who his power is with his belt.
I think
we should all. It's a hilarious movie if you ever get to see it.
Okay. I don't think it's come up on my radar.
You've never seen Pootie-tang?
That is sacrilege, Gray.
You've never seen Pootie-tang?
Seriously. Z, come on.
Oh my God, Pootie-tang is awesome. It's hilarious.
There are approximately 10,000 horror, science fiction, fantasy, and animated movies released every year for the last 25. I have a research project going on about this.
And you've seen them all?
No.
Except
I very clearly have not. I want to.
Pootie-tang is more of a comedy. Okay. It's more of a comedy, but he's a champion of the people, the hero of the ghetto, and he inherits his dad's belt that his dad used to beat his ass with, and he's a master of using the belt in his fighting. And I just think that for fans of Pootie Tang, we update it and look at the constellations. We no longer call it Orion. We just call him Pootie Tang because he's got the belt.
Movie came out in 2001. Chris Rock is in it. I would consider watching that.
And he was a character on Chris Rock's old show.
Wanda Sykes is in it.
They wound. Oh, she's Biggie Shorty. Yeah, is it Biggie Shorty?
Biggie Shorty, yeah.
Yeah, Biggie Shorty. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she winds up being a basically kind of like a fashion guru for my wife. A lot of my wife's wardrobes are inspired by Biggie Shorty. You got to see the movie to understand. Yeah, but
I will have to now find it at some point.
It's he started off as a side character on Chris Rock's show when he had a show a long time ago, and they spun it off and gave him his own movie. Funny as hell.
Hold on, Chris Rock had a show?
Okay.
Yes, it was called, I think, The Chris Rock Show.
Kind of unoriginal.
Inventive. Exactly.
He's the only one who had it.
Missy Elliott's in the movie.
Yep. Yep.
And a whole bunch of people whose names I don't know.
How did we not ever hear of this? See?
Huh?
How did we not ever hear of this?
He's Canadian. I don't think it's allowed north of the border. It's Canadians aren't. I think it might be illegal in Canada. You have to come down here to watch it, buddy.
I may have to cross a border at some point to procure said video footage.
Pootie Tang, you got to get your Pootie Tang from America. I've always said that.
Well, you know, Americans in general are banned from Canada, so, you know, that would...
Well, right now they are. That's definitely the face. No Americans are allowed to cross the border unless they're of an essential nature or have a lot of money, can pay off the right people.
Wasn't there a loophole that you could...
Crossing the head.
Yeah, I thought there was a loophole that you could go through Canada if you lied and said you were going to Alaska.
Uh-huh.
There are people that were just crossing the border, like from Texas, just to say they did it and they eat in a Canadian restaurant, then go back down.
And we've started charging those people.
Did they?
Yes, because you can go from the Seattle-Vancouver border or whatever and drive straight up to Alaska. But there were reports of a lot of people who were abusing that. And since then, it's like, no. They slap you. Slap you with a silly stick.
This makes sense. Yeah.
We don't want no dang more COVID up here.
Yeah. Just
oh, I thought it was becoming the afterthought instructional show.
By the way, Jesse says hi in the chat room.
Jesse!
Yay, Jesse!
Check your fridge. Where's your ferrets? It's sounding very. It sounds like Martians.
So why don't you talk a little bit about what is the funky weird pig?
Sure.
That's just bad.
The funky weird pig is just bad.
No, the scratching.
Oh. The queen of segues. Why don't you talk a little bit about Funky Werepig? That's just bad.
This is bad. No, I couldn't hear him because there was echo and there was scratchiness. Well, so it was space monkeys. There
could
we go.
Be like Michael Jackson bad, which is good. I think. I could never keep track of all that. So
It could be. He is trying. He's techno Jackson.
Techno Jackson. That was, I remember Tito. Don't remember techno. He must have been one of the 11th, 12th kid.
He was the 15th.
It's true.
So it's,
yeah, that's so much.
Yeah, no, the Funky Wear Pig is an ancient show that was on probably since the beginning of radio, and lasted a long time. It started off as kind of a goofy party show, and then it turned into kind of an interview show with parties attached. And it ran from, it used to come on after FDR's Fireside Chats during the Great Depression.
I was just going to say.
Yep. And many people said the Werepig was part of causing the Great Depression. And then it went all the way through until there was also FM radio. FM radio came out, and that was kind of cool.
I like that band.
And yeah, no static at all. And see? Then they, and literally it went for a long, long, long time, and then it didn't. Then those in charge of the Funky Werepig just ran out of gas. They were running on fumes, and they went kaplatz. And through chicken bones and a couple spells on the back of a Campbell soup can, and a lot of dancing. The Funky Werepig.
What kind of dancing?
He's the rambling. Just kind of rambling.
Dubstep, a little dubstep.
Dubstep?
Some dubstep.
Dubstep is the shit.
It is. Especially you mix it with a Campbell soup spell. It seems the Funky Werepig has been resurrected again. It is back, like a bad rash.
It's true.
Somebody said river dancing in the chat room.
River dancing. Oh, I missed that.
River dance. That's good. Yeah.
Those goofy Irish bastards. Can I say bastard? Can I say Irish?
You can say whatever the fluff you want to say on this. Oh, my God. The gift that they put in there is Irish dancing chimpanzees.
Yes. Yes.
That would explain.
That's the dream. That's the dream right there.
That
yes.
Shit is hilarious.
We're river dancing chimpanzees now, but as Jezzy can attest, before it was river dancing ferrets.
Well, I'm sure she probably has a handful of those sitting in her fridge.
Yeah, she's making them do it now.
Seriously.
She's making them do it now.
But can I just say one thing quickly?
Mm-hmm.
September 17th, yes. 1756.
Is that it?
Wow, mayonnaise is discovered.
Quick. He's quick.
Oh, I'm sorry. You may not be able to actually hear the audio clip I just played.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Damn it. It doesn't route through both sides.
I thought he was saying it in mime.
September 1766, mayonnaise was discovered.
Oh, you had that clip?
I had that clip. I found it.
I wish I could hear it again. Can you try it again?
That was the one that was banned from the internet.
That was from the episode that was banned from the internet, but the clip...
Uh-huh.
September 17th, 1756. Mayonnaise is discovered.
It's so funny that that's the one we got busted for. The three of us have been on so many journeys together... all the way from way back at when we started Choate Road. Jezzy remembers Choate Road. I know she do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A couple of the ferrets don't. They're kind of persnickety about that. They're a little snobbish.
That's another good word.
Persnickety or
persnickety.
Snobbish? Persnickety. Nothing worse than a persnickety ferret. They get that way sometimes. Did you ever go to Choate Road? No, I did not.
Did too.
So it's I've seen more than a few ferrets say that. We did Choate Road, and then we did Funky Werepig, and we did all those parties, and then we did Magic Farmers Incorporated.
Yes.
And Dracula's Winky.
Dracula's Winky. We've done a lot of damage. Out of all the things we've done, the one commercial we did. I think it was White History Month or whatever the hell it was called. Great moments in honky history. Yeah,
that's
great
what it was.
Great moments in honky history, and that got us banned. That's the one that's crazy. all the things we've stomped on and been silly with, great moments in honky history is the one that got
That's
us.
That's the one.
Because apparently some white people can't take shit.
I thought it was funny. I just thought of all people that, you know, white people would sit there and just think, but no, they got pissed off.
Apparently.
So it's probably because of Elise.
It probably. Probably because of the mayonnaise.
It might have been my fault.
Anyway, it was the mayonnaise.
I'm going to stick with that answer.
It makes totally me sleep at night. Mayonnaise. Those West Virginians just don't have any sense of humor about their mayonnaise.
Oh, and Jack says hi, too, by the way.
I like Jack.
Hello, Jack.
Jack's the guy.
Yeah, he says he saw you guys doing Dracula Winky performed live at MoCon.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You did that. I've seen that, too.
I've seen the video.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I did. Everybody was doing readings. MoCon's one of the coolest cons you can go to. It shouldn't even be called a con. Shouldn't be. It's not a convention. It's a party. It's a whole weekend party. Maurice Brodus throws it, and he don't throw no conventions. He throws parties. He's awesome. But yeah. I thought. What the hell? Everyone was doing readings, and I just thought I'd soup it up a little bit. So I called a couple buddies up with me, and we did a dramatic reading from Dracula's Winky.
That was an interesting laugh.
It was the crotchless underwear. It just makes me laugh like that.
It was the crotchless underwear.
All right, then.
Wow. That's.
Well, I don't know.
It can never hurt. Well, it could.
It was the edible.
But I'm not going
there. Edible underwear, or was it crotchless underwear?
It can be both.
Could be assless chaps, too, but...
I knew that guy.
Did you? I hear past tense in that expression.
Yeah.
Well, from what I understand, he's a fan of the No Pants Zone, so it makes sense.
He is. That's a Goat Boy's dancer name.
Oh, fantastic.
Assless chaps. Welcome to the stage, assless chaps.
Yes. That would be the case. Mr. Young Goat Boy in his burgeoning career as a assless chaps dancer.
It was before he took up artwork.
Yes. Actually, you know, he's only been doing that for a few years.
He's the artwork?
Yeah.
He's freaking brilliant.
Basically, he's only been doing it for about 10 years, since the whole group of gang at Library of the Living Dead and everybody that was part of that group.
That was a cool group, too. I like those guys. They were always fun to party with.
Absolutely. You actually were at the convention at Horror Realm there, too. Did one of your shows there.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. Got to party with Doc Puss.
Yep.
And the Dunwoody was there.
Yep.
I think Mr. North was there.
Yep.
So we got to party with quite a few people. But my favorite part was, you know, because that's when the Funky Werepig used to go live. We would go to conventions and do live shows. And I always thought it was, that was one of my favorite conventions, because Doc Puss sat me up, or, you know, did my setup for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I could broadcast live, and put me outside the ladies' bathroom. I was literally in the hallway next to the ladies' bathroom. And
when you gotta go, you gotta go.
I didn't want to. I didn't went. But
and there's always a line out the ladies' bathroom, so you had lots of fans.
Lots of people to interview, talk to.
Right. Sure.
Yeah.
Do you remember Danny?
I remember Danny.
Danny Everts?
Yeah.
He's
he wasn't in the ladies' room.
Well, he kept throwing moon pies at people.
He was a party guy too. He might have.
Yep.
He might have.
He's gone on and become a EMS firefighter.
Firefighter? Fight fire with
that's
fire.
That's a whole different ball of wax as well.
Go in butt first. Extinguish what you can.
Hey.
Exactly.
Take it where you can find it.
Gas with gas.
So
then
I think
back
I
to the assless chaps we are.
It's totally it,
much like the edible underwear. It didn't start off that way.
Usually
no,
doesn't.
It didn't. Train wrecks, folks. That's what we excel at.
Hey, train wrecks are the best wrecks. Right after truck wrecks, car wrecks, and then people wrecks on motorcycles and bicycles, and fail videos are awesome. I'm so glad I don't videotape when I say these things.
Oh, no. Since we've been videotaping you, it is the best thing ever. You totally should start videotaping when you say these things.
Oh, I get a special surprise for the next time that Greg videotapes me for a thing.
Oh, no. Yep. Greg's so excited.
I got props. I'm bringing in props, and I'm dancing right now.
Oh.
I wouldn't see it though, because you're kind of disembodied, dude.
I know.
Uh-huh. It's freaky deaky.
I like freaky.
Well, he's a zombie, so you know it kind of goes. It's supposed to go, right?
Absolutely. I like dead things. Dead things are fun. No?
Yeah, disembodied is supposed to. Yeah.
You can learn so many cool things from dead things. So now one thing I wanted to know about, to share with the lovely listeners, is where did the idea of a weir pig actually come from?
The original weir pig?
Yeah.
Yes.
As a young lad, can you be an old lad? Maybe.
Of course you can.
As a young lad.
Prince William.
I grew up in, yes, you're right. Yes. I'm going to write that down. That is right. Hold on. Got it. As a young lad, I grew up in a lot of farmland. And my best buddy had a farm, and he had a barn that had pigs. And
I hear
late
an EIEIO coming.
Especially once it came around.
It was totally EIO.
Yeah, it's we sang songs like that. They're easy to rhyme.
All the time.
We used to sit around the fire, you know, we'd build a fire and sit around it and campfire thing. And especially once this time of year rolled around where the chills started coming in the air and it got darker earlier, we may have, with the help of beverages, started spinning tales about some of the different creatures you could find around, you know, the area we lived in, and one of them was one of the pigs had gotten bitten, and when the full moon came up, it would turn into a werepig, and you would have to watch out for it, and you could hear its cry. In the full moon, you'd hear
roink, baby.
That's right, roink. And yes,
damn it, I wasn't at the right spot. I'm gonna press this button right there. Which unfortunately means you couldn't hear that either, but that was the Godzilla scream.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be cool.
Okay,
Godzilla on a farm.
Mm hmm. Much like a tractor, but with claws.
Ever have one of those CNCs? Do you know what those are? Did you have them up in Canada?
No.
Where you would have to, it was a round sound box you could buy with a little spinner in the middle, and you would pull string, and it would say,
"Oh,
you know, things
yes.
like that cow says."
Those I never had one of those.
Yeah, well, Christmas is coming. Don't give up hope yet.
I'm giving up hope on that one.
No, don't. It's Santa loves you.
Well, not after what I did to him last year.
Well, you got to work some things out, but it doesn't mean he doesn't love you.
Krampus loves me, though.
Did you
bite Santa? Krampus definitely loves you. You're on that list.
He totally is. I think he bit Santa. He tastes like cookies, from what I understand.
Santa does taste like cookies. Oh, wait, I don't want to say nothing.
Wow. The thing about a lawsuit is you're not allowed to talk about it publicly.
Precisely. He only lost three fingers.
I mean, they tell you that right up front. It is an active lawsuit. you cannot talk about this in public.
Well, there's a moratorium on this one because, you know, Christmas time is like a different culture and a different dimension. So it's like it runs the clocks on a different speed time. So then it's like they go tick, tick, tick faster and the tick, 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 tick slower. It's like, okay, I think that that has ended now. I can talk all I want about it. Ha-ha!
It depends entirely on whose family you're spending it with.
No?
That's the time part. Yeah, absolutely.
Nah.
I think so.
It's an absolute value.
No. Yep. No value whatsoever. No,
well, that's true. No value. The paperwork is now null and void.
The kaiju says...
I don't...
See?
No, that's
insanity.
Godzilla.
That's the word, right? I was trying to remember.
That's my apathetic Godzilla. Sometimes Godzilla just don't care no more.
He doesn't have all that
done.
Fire.
He's done. Tokyo again.
You know, maybe he goes over to Nagasaki a little bit and chows down on a little bit of Nagasaki, and then goes over to the coast over by Fukuchawa. You know, he's got some chawa going.
There might be children listening, so watch,
I don't think so.
Watch some of the words.
Stop talking about the Fuki man.
The Fuki man, what?
The Fuki. There's children listening. Oh, never mind.
Okay, all I gotta say is, we gotta get the funky weird pig on the creepy pasta.
That would be, oh man, that would be the dream. Not to sound totally, not just to blow the deal, because I mean that would be awesome to get Funky Werepig on Creepy Pasta. But I'll ask the question that is like the, would you shut your mouth? Is Creepy Pasta still a thing?
Apparently, I was talking with somebody about it yesterday.
I remember, like, you know, a good 5 years ago, because Boy Child 2.0 loved it, because they had it was obviously what, Slender Man, and then Killer Jack.
Jeff the Killer. I love that name.
Killer. Jeff the Killer. I thought it was Killer Jack, and then I got nervous because I remember Jack was listening to the show, and I thought, oh, you done did it now.
No, that's a different Jack.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's, yeah, Jeff, I want Jeff, my Jeff. Fluffing squirrel back, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's his name in the chat room right now.
Never take him.
Although he's not using fluffing.
No, I use other words sometimes, because I like sometimes go weird.
Well, it's because you're Canadian.
What?
It's totally Canadian. You're what? Canadian.
What?
It's understandable. Okay, what? Never mind.
What?
A Canadian says what?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, there we go. That broke the record.
Oh, how many times you say what?
I don't know.
Oh, gotcha.
So. Yeah, it would actually be really cool to start a rumor about the Funky Weird Pig being a real thing. Wait, it is a real thing, isn't it?
It's yeah. I mean, I have to attest to it. It's been a part of my life for a good long while. So, it's kind of like the philosophical argument about Pegasus. You know, of course, Pegasus is a fictional flying horse. It does not exist. But since you've talked about Pegasus for millennial upon millennial, then doesn't it exist? Because everyone knows what Pegasus is, and we've all talked about it. We've all seen pictures. We all know what Pegasus looks like. So it's a good philosophical argument. In that case, I'd say the Funky Werepig definitely exists.
It's got my vote. I'd voted for a Democrat.
If I had to give evidence that the Funky Werepig exists, I will lay this down as evidence. One time, I took my boys to a convention, and it was a good like 3 or 4 hour drive to get there. By the time we get there, obviously, the very first place we're hitting is the bathroom. So, not like a Dr. Puss line outside of a girl's room, we had to go to the little boy's room. So, we all go to the little boy's room, and my boys were both horrified and what would be the word? Very proud, I guess. They were just very proud.
Oh.
because as I was at the urinal doing God's work, two guys came in to the bathroom as well and looked over and went, "Funky Werepig! Oh my God, that's the Funky Werepig!" And asked me for an autograph. And I said, "You got to give me a second, or you're going to be afraid what I sign with." So
I would have gone with it anyways.
Yeah. So, but my boys still talk about that. The fact that it was horrifying, but yet so cool that I got chance of Funky Werepig, and people were amazed to see me while I was at a urinal. So,
boundaries. I'm just saying.
It really is enough handsome.
It is. Well, no, I'm a big boy now. I don't pull my whole pants down now when I go to a urinal.
Are you sure? Because they did recognize you.
That's dead giveaway. It's the one guy standing there at the urinal with his pants at his ankles. That's the Funky Werepig in the no pants zone.
Okay. So,
right, totally.
But I will tell you that this upcoming this new Funky Werepig reboot is I'm pretty damn excited about it. It actually drops tomorrow. The premiere show drops tomorrow on YouTube. We've always been a radio show. And we do the live broadcast, but it's still through radio. And we're switching it up now because it's been a good 10 years off. We've learned some things and took some good naps, so we're well rested. We're making a YouTube show. So it's going to be very diversified. It comes out once a month, like a podcast that you can watch. What a novelty.
So it's a podcast?
There's also goodies in between too, right?
That's right.
Goodies.
So the big show, the big party show, drops once a month on the YouTube.
On the holidays.
But because it's, tomorrow's a holiday because it's the premiere of the Funky Werepig. Then we do Halloween. Then we do Thanksgiving. And then we're into December. Mm-hmm. So, it's mutual fun. But to keep the party going, because 1 hour cannot contain the insanity we're bringing, every week in between, we bring, on Thursdays, always on Thursdays, because Thursday, to me, is a day that makes up its mind. You know what I mean? Like Wednesday, everyone goes, "Oh, Wednesday's hump day." You know what Wednesday is? It's indecisive. Are you in the beginning of the week? Are you at the end of the week? "I don't know, I'm just hump day." No, pick a side, buddy. Which way are you leaning?
Right.
So Thursday is the first day that really says, "I'm committing. We're heading into the weekend now." So that's why I like Thursdays. But in between, we have these other little quicker shows, because not everybody is up for watching an hour-long show.
So
even
big
on
parts.
TV. Yeah, even on TV. we're doing smaller bites along the way. One is Morning Coffee with comedy wife Elise.
So, say hello, Elise.
Hello, Elise.
Say, there you go. It's going to be a blast. so that's a fun one. And then we do this show called Midnight Munchies, where it's a little old school in parts. Some of the delivery is old school if you like your old horror host kind of people. The entire show, we talk comic books. We talk videos you haven't seen. And it's all brought to you by your horror host master of ceremonies, Zombie Zach.
That's me.
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah.
Well, the thing, we couldn't contain everything in 1 hour. It was you don't want to go over an hour, because then, you know, people are just like, "Oh my God, it's an hour three. It's an hour 6 minutes. So you got to keep it down.
How can you contain the goth god and the voodoo priestess and vampire pussies from outer space? I mean, you can't contain that.
And then there's the show.
Then there's the show.
Then there's the show. That's just that's just Elise's dinner guests.
Oh, it's totally, I hit a dinner bell too.
So, yes.
Like a clock on a wall, say ding, ding, dong.
I got one of those, but I didn't play it because you guys can't hear it, so it's sad.
We can't.
But we know it's there. I feel it in my heart, and that's what counts.
He feels it in his bones.
I feel it in my, I feel everything in my bones.
Because his heart is shriveled up. Like
and right. Somewhere inside the bones.
It's a raisin.
That's what the whole ribcage thing is for, right?
I got a raisin for a heart.
Okay.
But yeah, it's I'm very excited about it, and we've done a couple sneak peeks. If you guys go to the YouTube, just search Funky Werepig, and it's right there. We've already got some fun preview videos, behind the scenes looks and stuff like that. We've got one section called Old School, which obviously is a nod to the old Piggy Petters, where we have some of our classic interviews and stuff from like, God, 15 years ago, whatever. It's some of those are pretty damn old. They're pretty fun. But yeah, we'll be posting up stuff in the old school. We've got, like I said, a couple sneak peeks up already, and the main show drops tomorrow, our premiere show, and it is hilarious, and it is damaged, and it will corrupt your soul, just like the old radio shit did. So I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
So the other cool, itty bitty big and bouncy.
I wish I have. Okay. I have maybe two of those on that list that I can guarantee. The rest is subjective. who? But the other thing about it was what really kind of spurred us on to do the Funky Werepig and bring it back after all this time was obviously in the crappy times we're in. You can't go to concerts. You can't go to conventions. You can't, you know, you're not supposed to do a lot of this stuff. And we just thought it'd be kind of cool. You know, we need to laugh. We need to hear music. We need a lot of that right now. And not that we're the end-all, be-all, but we're kind of like the Grubhub of entertainment. We drop right in your damn living room. Get your phone out. Get your iTablet out. Get your, you know, whatever. Whatever you got.
I'm glad you said the Grubhub and not the Pornhub.
No.
That's the reason why we're avoiding the bedroom, because, you know, no pants zone dropping directly into your bedroom. Copyrighted.
Yeah, we're the no pants zone, but we're a very classy no pants zone. I've always said that.
In your living room.
Because I do remember that one or two or three bits that we did with the blind.
Yeah. Well, even now it's discreet. One of our old comedy skits was called "Porn for the Blind," and that was a gift back to the community.
It was tasteful.
It was giving back to the community.
You weren't partnered with Victor. There was nothing discreet about that.
I was partnered with. Well,
yeah,
not partnered.
The host of it.
I was recording it all.
ZZ was the host of.
You felt dirty recording it.
I listened to it several times over, editing all the bits and pieces out and together, and it's like, okay.
Zombie Zach was not only the tech guru behind the Magic Farmer skits, but he was the actual host of Porn for the Blind. And again, it gave back. That's the thing that people don't... You have to remember, it was helping people. Blind people can't watch porn, so we supplied somebody that would speak to blind people and tell them what was happening in the porn video, and that's just evening the playing field. That's just, you know, but there are certain things that certain people don't get to do. Blind people can't watch porn, so it was really nice of us to hire actors to describe verbally what was happening in a porn film.
Yes, the descriptive video. That's what it
was. We're giving back. We're giving people.
Very giving.
We give. And Greg came out of the closet and accused women of being breeders. It was beautiful.
They are.
That was my goodness, you play family well. It was spectacular.
Wow. I do what I can.
I love that episode. I loved a lot of the episodes we did in that series. That stuff was fun.
Just Porn to the Blinder.
Oh, all of them.
Yeah. All of them. Magic.
I especially like the Rambo and Juliet one. And then the one in Hell.
Rambo and Juliet. That's a project long overdue. And it's not like Sylvester Stallone's dance card is filled up. You know? he could do that. Stallone doing Shakespeare. Who would see that?
The Eighth Level of Hell. That was a popular one in my household too. Am I right or am I right? Yes.
Exactly.
The second one.
Then, Eighth Level of Hell. Yeah. That was me and you. That was me and you doing our own version of morning talk show chatter TV.
Yes.
Where it's always the guy. And the smiling lady next to him, who is it, Kelly Ripa type thing.
With the eyes of three.
The not quite Kelly Ripa, but could have been.
Yeah, the second one. Uh-huh.
So, uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So, but, yeah, our version was just called The Eighth Circle of Hell. So, there were some fun skits. There was, yeah.
Ooh, My Italian Dad.
My Italian Dad. That was...
Pentagrams. That was the other one with the cereal.
Yeah. Now, some of these were slipping back into the Funky Werepig. Some of them have never seen a video version of it because we did the radio version for so long. And some of them have been kind of lost classics to time. So we kind of shook the dust off of it and we're like, well, let's throw this back out there for the boys and girls who may not have seen this one yet. So it's doing the Funky Werepig again has been a really cool walk down memory lane. And on the flip side, the new outlets we have are just dangerous. There are people that should not have access to stuff like YouTube.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's true.
It's
and,
too
and
late
we
now.
Would be free from them. Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't do it.
We would be three of them.
Yeah, where the old show used to just have like one guest and it would be an hour long conversation with that guest. This show sometimes will have multiple guests, but we always do interview celebrities and stuff, and then we go ahead and we now have music at the end of the show. We have indie music in particular. I'm not going to pay that kind of money to have Elton John sing Candle in the Wind again. Yeah. Hell no. We want new, fresh sounds, new, fresh bands that are up and coming. So,
Who do we have tomorrow?
On tomorrow's show,
yes. Give some sneaky dirt.
I can announce. I did slip it into a sneak peek we recently did. Shot it in there real quickly to see if anyone caught it. But in our premiere show, I have Adam Ezra. So Adam Ezra is this kick-ass rock and roll dude. He's just so cool. He's got he's been cranking out music. I think he has like 19 albums. He has hundreds of thousands of followers. His concerts are amazing. I mean, the guy's just I hate to compare people to other people, but he's got that style that when he puts on a show, you will never see the same show twice. His live concerts cannot be contained. I mean, it's he's just he and his band, the Adam Ezra Group. If you ever get the chance, just even stop by their webpage and just check out some of their videos and their songs. He's coming on to do it. He does an interview. I get to have lunch with him tomorrow.
Nice.
Which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I try to separate it out and just make it a little more casual. And so Adam and I have lunch tomorrow, and we shoot the shit. And then later on, he brings on the whole band, and they perform a song. So, and then in between is some Magic Farmer stuff and different new goodies that we have to throw out there. So, yeah, the hour-long show has kind of everything. And like I said, in the weeks...
It does.
Does it have a kitchen
they
sink?
They need to go...
It may,
he gives back. Z, you would actually love this. I know how you are about the artist giving back thing. He gives back to the community. And if you follow his Facebook page, he goes live, like, weekly. Almost daily.
No. Adam Ezra. Oh, are you talking about Adam Ezra?
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to this shit. This is crazy. Adam Ezra. Yeah, Adam Ezra, once COVID shut down everything, he was all upset. And he explains it in the interview. Once COVID hit and they had to cancel their entire tour, and this was like in March. So they have the whole year booked up. They had to cancel everything. And it, he really connects with his fans that way. So he started this thing on, I guess you call it FaceTiming. You do it through Facebook or something, FaceSpace.
Yeah.
It's not Facebook, but yes, it's an Apple thing.
It's Facebook Live.
Yeah. So basically, he streams live every night at 7 o'clock. Exactly. He comes on, you can catch him through Facebook, and he puts, for like an hour, he just plays some songs. He just chats with people. The chat rooms are up. He chats with people and fans, old and new fans coming in. And he has been doing this every damn night at 7 o'clock religiously since they canceled in March. It is an incredible thing. He has not missed one. So now that you brought that up, yeah, I'm a freaking slacker now that I think about it. I'm like bragging. I will be doing one show a month, people. Get ready.
One show has a lot of energy and effort put into it. It's all drilled and squilled and put into a little cup, and it's like served with a booteous smile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It's
exactly.
The show is fast-paced. It's got comedy skits. It's got commercials. It's got giveaways. We do all kinds of goofy giveaways during the show, but you got to pay attention because you never know when they're going to happen.
There's going to be a test.
Yeah. Well, and we let you know when it happens. Our fan mail, which is off of the show as well, is monkeyflingandpoo924@gmail.com. So
yes, I'm trying to figure out
because there was 923 other monkey flinging poos.
Yes, believe it or not. Exactly. Well, I mean, I've always preached you don't want to be a monkey flinging poo forever. Just don't be a monkey flinging poo. So I thought if people want to fling some poo, go to Monkey Flinging Poo. That's our fan communication site, you know, or email or Gmail. So you can go and just anything. Anything you, if you like the show, if you don't like the show, if you like certain bits more than others, if something cracked you up, tell us. When I went to register it, I'm figuring Monkey Flinging Poo at Gmail. There were 923 others. So I'll take 924 then. I'll take 924.
And be prepared that if you're going to send hate mail, it needs to be clever because Greg will read that on the air.
If I know how to open up email, that's the first thing. I have
that's
to learn
okay.
how to
we
open up the damn
email. Remember, we did. You know,
I have
we put together an Etsy sketch for those.
Yeah, I got people that handle that. I'm too busy thinking to be thinking. I got other people that handle that stuff for me.
You got a whole team of hardworking monkeys.
Who flings?
Yes, they're all named Griff.
Yeah. But it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's an interactive show. We have, like, for example, because we've upped our budget, we actually have a musical director now. Like, you know how Letterman had Paul Schaefer, and everybody's got their band leaders and stuff now.
JJ
Glamour.
Awesome.
Highly respected in the musical circles. We've hired him on as the show, as our musical director, so he plays us in and out of commercials and breaks. And plays little ditties for us during the show. And he actually stepped up, which I thought was very cool of him. And you'll see it tomorrow when we debut. He has a segment where if you write into monkeyflingandpoo924@gmail.com, and you have the capabilities, if you write it into JJ, you can dedicate a song to somebody, and he will write a song for that person. So, like, say you wanted to write a song for your girlfriend, you got an anniversary coming up, you can write to JJ and request a dedication. Write down your girlfriend's name, maybe a fun fact or an inside joke you two share, or a famous quote, and he will take that and write a song for you and sing it during the next show.
Nice.
And we apologize ahead of time. We have been asking him to go back on his medication.
That's not important right now.
Medication.
That's not important right now. The fact is, the man will write you a dedication.
He totally will.
So we do stuff like this all the time.
We don't play Westing.
On Midnight Munchies, the Zombie Zach show, I would like to figure out a way. Zombie Zach and I have talked about it. We can't figure out a fun way to do it yet, but Funky Werepig would love to send out just a free stack of comic books to a kid. If you write again to Monkey Fling and Poo, 924, and if you know a kid that maybe doesn't have access to comics, or just maybe can't afford them, or whatever, let us know. And Funky Werepig and Zombie Zach will send the kid a stack of comics.
Comics!
Every kid should have comics.
Wait, who's running? What?
Don't forget about the hall closet sending goodies out too.
The hall closet is hooked up with us. We have access to a t-shirt making merchandise cranking out mogul who has been kind enough to open up a Funky Werepig little wing over there just dedicated to the Funky Werepig. So you can get your Funky Werepig swag. We never did that before. Now you can get your Funky Werepig t-shirts. You can get coffee mugs that say "Haroink, baby." Because that's what Werepig says. The Werepig says "Haroink." I'm so going to send you a CNC this year, ZZ. But a special one for Kaijus and Werepigs.
Kaijus and Werepigs. What else could you want on a CNC?
Exactly. I'm pretty sure they make them that you can record on. So we'll have to find one that we can record Greg's voice on going, "Heroic, baby."
I call it T-shirt World, because to me, everybody sells t-shirts here and there. You can go to San Francisco, every other store's t-shirts, hit any of the beach boardwalks, they got it. But they're not T-shirt World. T-shirt World is has it all.
It's like a world.
They own it.
It's the hall closet where all the skeletons hang out.
That's right, the hall closet, t-shirtworld.org bait. Whatever the hell, I can't remember. I'm not real good with that stuff. I have people write this stuff on post-it notes for me, and I gave them the night.
That's why we have Elise Draper here to say that one.
Oh.
Yes, thank you.
As she starts giggling.
I'm 3-7 and 7 ins. You know, I'm not entirely sure I'm keeping track of anything at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can get your Funky Werepig swag. So that's pretty great.
Absolutely.
Too. And wait till we start moving into new territory. Because you can get your underwear scented candles. Anybody
Wait,
who listens to Werepig knows that I love my underwear scented candles. It's the cottony fragrance that goes to the end zone.
Inconvenient impotence. It's mojito scented. Yeah.
Wait, we're not going to get Gwyneth Paltrow's parts, right?
No.
Okay. I'm just checking to make sure. First off the tops.
Yeah. Actually, I will tell you that JJ
just had to clear that air.
JJ Glamour, I think, actually sent her one last year called JJ Musk.
Oh.
Sent Gwyneth Paltrow a candle, which I thought was fair.
Tit for tat.
Totally.
Tat for tit. One or the other. Maybe two of one and three of the other.
So, but yeah, we're going to have all kinds of specials come up and everything. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year.
So, the big thing starts tomorrow. on the old-fashioned YouTubes.
Yes.
Yeah.
The hour-long special drops tomorrow, the big premiere, and all the goofy people will be there. And then...
don't forget the crayon drawing. Because they're expert. The crayon drawings.
Oh, yes.
We have special artists with us.
We put together
the best crayon drawing.
We have access to probably the best crayon drawer color in the world. So we present a lot of crayon drawings. It's a lost art that we would bring back. So, yeah, we've got all kinds of crazy stuff. We'll see.
Excellent. That pretty much gets us to the end of the show. And I was wondering, would you be okay if I played the exit song, the Funky Weird Pig song, which is 34.8 seconds long?
Perfect.
The theme song for the Funky Weird Pig?
The theme song. The one done by the lovely and talented?
I have November Malone, Iva Slasher Malone Moon.
That one.
Violet.
Oh, God,
Moon.
Yeah. Yeah, kick that jam out. Yes. I love that song.
Okay, I'm going to play that out. I just want to say to everybody, thanks again for coming out. Such a lovely crowd of people in the chat room today. Every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or whatever the hell of time it is, because apparently there are times in different zones, like mountains and whatever. Keep yourself crazy, keep yourself calm, keep yourself happy, and whatever you do, don't go into tornadoes.
Welcome to the No Pin Zone. Party you can join at home. Come along and bring your friends. Here the party never ends. Welcome to the No Pin Zone. Never have to feel alone. Go ahead and shake your butt. No one here will give a fuck.
Well, it was still fun. Are you sure?